Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
You. Can
you hear me okay?
I hear you okay. Let me just...
I don't hear you very well.
No, let me turn up my volume a bit here. Is that better by any chance?
Not really.
Is this better?
Let me see if I can turn up my thing. Let me just park right quick.
Are you in your car?
Yeah, I'm driving.
Ah.
Driving home. I just dropped off Warwick, and I'm going home now.
If I'd known you were moving, I would have given you a hand, man.
I don't need a hand.
All right.
No, because there was only a few things to move.
I'm going to try to play some intro music. Yeah, just give
what are you going to play?
Couple minutes. You know the Catch Me Outside Girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to play what? I forget the name of the songs.
There's one called Hi Bitch by Behad Bahardi Barbie. Baby. But it's hard to pronounce. Her rapping name, because she's got an album, is Bad Baby, but it's spelled B-H-A-D.
I know how it's spelled. Yeah, it's spelled stupid.
Oh, yeah. God, it's so bad.
Yeah. No, I was just watching her on YouTube's yesterday. For real, yesterday, because, you know what? She's not that bad. What is she, 14 years old? You know what? People can hate all they want. She's 14, and she paid off her mom's mortgage. You know? That's nice. You know she did that, right?
No, I didn't know that.
She paid out her mom's mortgage.
Yeah, I don't know if that gives her more credibility, though. Like, she did one nice thing. She's kind of like a garbage person.
Dude, she's 14. How many shitty things is she just, like, you know what I mean? Like, she's 14. She has the immature, like, attitude of a 14-year-old. But she's, like, because people are hating on her so much, she's making money. So, like, why can't, I don't know, man. If I was her, I'd be like, fucking hate me. Look at this money, you know?
That is exactly the stance she's taking, though, isn't it?
Yeah. She's like, hey, I'm going to milk this for everything I can. You'd be like, who's got that kind of business savvy when they're that age? Like, nobody. People can hate all they want, but she's doing better than I am.
She started her own clothing line, even. This is like, Me Outside on it, and I've only seen women's clothes. I wonder if they got men's. I gotta buy one of those t-shirts.
I'm not wearing them.
Oh, I'm gonna rep it.
Are we recording this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. when did the show start?
Pretty much when I called you. I just pressed record as it was
ringing. Oh, okay, yeah.
So it hasn't started yet. We haven't played the intro music, but I just want to make sure.
Oh, well, let's play some intro music.
All right, I think
let's
do that.
Let's talk about fucking whatever her name is.
Okay, hold on a sec.
White J's, white Porsche, white wrist, white horse, high bitch, high bitch, high bitch, high bitch. Please stop, please stop, please stop, please stop.
Stop that shit.
That fit look like you bought it at IKEA.
Was it on sale though?
And they got a nerve to ask why she
has. Wow.
Why you counting all that money that we got? I ain't worried about no basic bitches. All y'all look like still fly spirit. All y'all must not have looked in the mirror.
Happy 2018, and welcome back to the I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast. Send us emails at ineverwanttobeyoungagain@gmail.com, and you can find us on Stitcher, Facebook, and maybe Twitter, something on SoundCloud, all ineverwanttobeyoungagain.com. How's it going, Jeff? Are you coming through okay?
Yeah, I hear you okay. So that was Bad Baby with H's.
Yeah, Bad Baby. The
Bad Baby.
Catch me outside. Wow, how about that?
You know what? All good for her. Yeah, it's annoying, but like, good for her, right?
More than I did at 14.
Yeah.
I was just gonna say for the listeners, if they're wondering why Jeff sounds a little bit different, that we're doing this all on. You're not in the studio today. This is kind of.
No, I'm calling it in. I'm calling it in from my car in a grocery store parking lot,
which is good. Dedication. It's been a rough week. I've been sick a bit.
Yeah,
you've been
moving. You have?
Yeah, I had a cold. I would have sounded terrible on air. I mean, worse.
Yeah, you haven't seen my new place yet.
No, I have not.
No. Well, yeah, but anyway, it's been a big week. You've been sick. I've been moving various things.
Yeah? Yeah?
Wait, did you have other things on the list? I kind of interrupted you.
No, man. Go for it. Go. Okay. Jump in.
Yeah, you haven't seen my place yet. It's kind of shitty. I don't like it at all. Do you know? Somebody got shot last night outside my house.
I saw you put up the ad that someone was shot in Cloverdale. That was near your new residence?
It was...
Could it have been your...
It was less than 100 feet away. I know exactly where it was, because when I woke up in the morning, all the police were still there.
And did your new shitty landlord have anything to do with it?
Probably not.
No, not that interesting. Nah. Do you know the backstory on that at all? Like, who got shot?
Have I what?
Do you know who got shot?
Oh, no, I don't care. I mean, like, if it was somebody I know, I would have found out by now. But yeah, so I moved in this place, and it sucks, but I moved in... Like, I just moved my stuff today. I'd already been living there for 2 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I've been living there for a couple weeks.
No furniture?
Sleeping on the floor.
Oh.
No furniture at all. I've been living kind of like a squatter where you just sleep on the floor. But we don't have a carpet. It's like a hardwood floor. So I'm sleeping on like a sleeping pad, not even an air mattress, but a sleeping pad with a sleeping bag in, this... I don't know, like moderately expensive, like so apartment.
Only slight move up from homeless.
It's a warm move up from homeless, yeah. But anyway, today I moved my bed in and like my furniture and stuff, and I just thought I sleep like an astronaut tonight. This is gonna be good.
You got the astronaut bed?
Yeah, kind of. I'm excited. I haven't slept on a mattress in like 2 weeks. It's going to be good.
Yeah, that's going to be a pretty sweet night's sleep.
Yeah, you know, it can't go downhill, that's for sure.
It depends on the mattress. I mean, when I took
it's an okay mattress.
When I, after like episode whatever, and we're at the Waldorf and I slept there, that was, mm-hmm. I should have slept on the floor. Other than,
really?
I don't want to sleep on the floor at the Waldorf Hotel. That'll really? That'll give me all kinds of diseases. It is a terrible mattress. It felt like a cardboard box. Like, if another... Anyways.
Yeah, like, nobody wants to talk about mattresses, but you know what some mattresses, they're like a cardboard box, but a cardboard box, like, filled with watermelons or something, so when you lie on it, it still kind of pushes into your back a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's bad.
Supports, like, fists all up and down your back.
Yeah. Yeah, like, the floor would be better. The floor is less violent of a sleep. Yeah.
So
another thing that happened besides somebody getting shot outside my house, I just found out today, but it happened a couple weeks ago also, West Hollywood Jesus died.
You mentioned that to me in a text message and I didn't know what to make of it.
West Hollywood Jesus, he's this guy, looks like Jesus, walks around West Hollywood. He's not homeless or anything. I'm pretty sure he's got family and stuff. He takes pictures with people. I don't know if he charges them, but he kind of just walks around. Sometimes you see him, like, literally sitting at Starbucks and just, like, playing on his cell phone. And but he'd take pictures with people, and he'd walk around as Jesus, and he'd speak really slow in that kind of I'm the Messiah sort of tone. And, decent guy, 57, just... died. I forget what he died of. Kevin something.
So is he going to come back in 3 days?
No, that's the thing. This is his last chance. This is his third strike.
Ah.
You know?
Because he's died before a couple of times.
Well, because, isn't that what happened to Jesus? I don't know. Either way, I don't think you get 9 lives like cats, and Hollywood Kev's dead.
Well, rest in peace, West Hollywood Jesus.
Yeah. So 2017 was a really shit year for people dying. You know, that was just the nail in the coffin. It really was.
So he died before New Year's?
Yeah. He died before his birthday. He died on, I think it was like the 17th, but it didn't get reported until like today.
Well, he's in a better place now.
Probably,
The ground? No.
I wonder if spending like the better part of your life, like, you know, representing, I should say. I don't know if anybody would see that as, like, blasphemy, him pretending to be Jesus and walking around Hollywood. I don't know. Not a real Christian. But I hope that bought him some points.
I pretended to be Jesus once for a Halloween costume.
Oh, I think I might have seen a photo of that.
Yeah, I just...
No, I didn't. I saw a photo of you as Kurt Cobain. That was more recent, though. Oh. No, I didn't see Trevor Jesus.
I was 20. I was young. I was thin. I put on like a piece of cloth and a rope tied around my waist. But to kick off so people knew what I was, like, I tried like making a crown of thorns. I did put the stigmata on my hands. But to really nail the costume, I actually made a wooden cross out of some like pieces of wood laying around and carried it around, nice, like dragged that sucker.
Yeah.
That went over well at the party, went over terrible at the liquor store when I was getting some beer. Somebody did have some choice words, and I was reconsidering my costume.
Were they offended? Wait, were they offended or annoyed that, like, you were, like, clumsy and probably bumping into things?
No, I left the wooden cross in my car, actually, like a little hatchback Civic with, like, a piece of it sticking out the window. Oh, they knew who I was pretending to be, and they said,
so what?
Do you really think that's appropriate? I'm like, what is my costume? No, I'm you don't understand. I'm Jesus. I tried to explain to them, you must think I'm something else. It was an Alder Grove, you know, a little bit of the Bible Belt up there.
Too bad, like, tough shit. You know what? If I knew what the Prophet Muhammad looked like, maybe I could dress up like him, I think, for Halloween. But I don't know what he looks like. You're not allowed to draw him.
That's true. Depicting his image, is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's not just drawing.
Yeah, so how does anybody know what he looks like to draw him if you're not allowed to draw pictures? And the other thing is, say you draw a picture, you could just say it's anybody else, but everybody be like, yeah, you know that's supposed to be Muhammad, right? And then people be furious.
Well, you could draw a picture of a teddy bear and just write Prophet Muhammad underneath it.
Exactly. Praise be upon him.
Praise be upon him.
Yeah, you played Cards Against Humanity with me before, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of the white cards in that is the Prophet Muhammad, praise be upon him. And I played that, and I didn't know until this came up. I didn't know that, like, I was playing with some people. Oh, this is going to make me sound Islamophobic. No, I'm playing Cards Against Humanity with, like, eight people, and then this one guy, he's judging it. You know, he's the card czar, and he gets to choose which is the funniest answer. Now, he was reading them out. He's like, and I don't know what the black card question was, but he's reading out the punchlines, and he reads out that one, and he says, well, that isn't very funny, and, like, puts it down. I'm like, oh, God. And then I found out he's what's that word? Muslim.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Man, they're easily triggered.
That's a pretty blanket statement. Some of them might be kind of...
Okay, but so is that Christian at that liquor store you went to.
Yeah, that Christian was easily
triggered. Some people are just easily triggered, and I kind of wish that wasn't the case.
True enough. You know what?
Like, that card didn't mean anybody any harm. Yeah, I mean, it said peace be upon him. Like, you're wishing peace to the prophet. That doesn't sound like a combative statement.
That depends on what the black card was.
That's a good point. It might have been some gay stuff. I don't know. Yeah, it might, like, there's a lot of like, racy cards in there, I'd say. Maybe some controversial black cards.
It's a horrible game for horrible people, right?
That's what they say. And I played one the other day. I think you saw it. I think you were playing with me. What was it called?
Oh, the meme game. The
meme-ness? What was it called?
Memes Against Humanity? I don't know.
No, it wasn't Memes Against Humanity, but it might as well be. But yeah, it's like the same thing. Boy, that was a fun game.
That was a fun game.
Where you get to caption these, like, blank pictures of, like, regular meme templates. I like that. They were missing a couple of the classic meme templates, but I wonder if those had, like, licensing problems. Like, I wonder if that those were all public domain pictures that are in that meme game.
Well, and, they could have paid.
So they couldn't get the good ones.
They probably could have paid for the good ones. I mean, like if you use music in a movie, you just pay for it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe some of these people didn't want to, maybe some of these, like, I don't know, people that are internet famous now, maybe they don't want to be in a game.
How was that party? I bailed kind of early. How did things go after I left?
I left the same time you did.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, that's
what I think so.
That's when I was starting to feel sick.
I left about, I think I left like 1, 1:30.
Yeah, yeah. Same here.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I think Megatron you were starting to feel sick? Yeah, I was feeling sick that night. I did not even, I didn't think I was going to make it to one.
You know what? Those kids in the downstairs, let's explain this. So there's an upstairs and a downstairs of this house party we're at.
Yeah.
And this is a New Year's party. And we're all like, we'll say between 28 and 38.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're in that age. A lot of people have kids, different age. What was the age range of the children? What, 6 to 12?
There was a kid younger than Megatron there. So there was like a 5-year-old, and then the oldest was 12. Most of them...
Okay.
There was like 6 or 7 kids down there.
Yeah, so there's 5 to 12, 6 or 7 kids, and I don't know, about a dozen adults upstairs. Those kids were partying way harder. They had the karaoke. There was like another group, and they were playing like video games. But they were like dancing around, having a good old time. And, you know, I was having a good time, too. It was a good party. I enjoyed myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I just mean, like, when you're, you know, like, when you're in your 30s, it's like, I kind of wish I could be 6 years old and just loving the terrible sound quality coming out of that karaoke machine.
Well, that Polish girl did steal the karaoke machine from them. And I think that's when things started to
end. Come on, that lady's my age.
Woman, that Polish woman.
Yes.
They're partying, we're playing board games upstairs.
Yeah, no, she was really funny. But yeah, so what do we have lined up for this episode? We got any things on the docket we want to talk about?
It's going to be a short one. This one's really just to keep regularity, doing it every Friday for the fans. And
Okay. This is going through the motions.
This is going out in like 6 hours. Like I've got to I got to edit it. I've got to you know, do all my stuff to get it out online and then it's done. But really, it left it too long. Felt like crap. And you know what? I think because New Year's, and I was a little disappointed I felt sick because that was going to be my last hurrah. I was going for the sober January, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't get drunk. I only had a few beers. But I seem to have more motivation for stuff now that I'm not drinking and smoking, and less motivation for other things. Like...
Really?
This studio is clean. Like, I'm sitting in here by myself, and I wish you could see it, Jeff. It looks good. I spent, like, a couple hours cleaning it up. I went through some old storage stuff.
Because you quit drinking? You felt like cleaning up? I don't follow.
Nah, New Year's Day, it was something I kind of planned to do anyways, but New Year's Day, I probably would spend nursing a hangover, getting up around 11 or 12, having a little toke to help with the hangover, watching some cartoons... Maybe doing some like dishes and stuff, and then like watching some movies until I go to bed whenever, right? But I got into a groove. I went through a lot of storage, cleaned up again, studio's looking good. And then it's day 4, so this is the 4th, and I'm actually drinking a non-alcoholic beer that Beth left here. And I gotta tell you, why bother? It's the President's Choice. Blonde Brew is not worth it, if anybody's thinking about picking it up.
Wait, President's Choice makes beer?
Makes de-alcoholized beer, yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. In that case, yeah, fuck that, no.
Yeah, no, it's not worthwhile. But in the first 4 days of my sobriety, I thought I would be getting like the sugar cravings, because when you don't drink, that's something that's supposed to happen. And maybe it's coming, it just hasn't hit me yet. I haven't had any craving for the weeds. I maybe once or twice fleeting kind of cravings. One side effect, I don't know when to go to sleep.
What do you mean?
Well, at night I'd probably fall asleep on the couch probably around 11:30. This is kind of my, between 11:30 and like 1, I'd kind of fall asleep on the couch doing stuff. Lately I've been going to bed, making it to my bed instead of waking up at 2. I'm not snacking in the evenings. Like, you know, sometimes I wake up and like, I might have snacked a little too much that night before. Stomach's a little upset. None of that. So that's kind of nice. But my body doesn't know when to turn it off. Like, I'll look at my watch and go, oh, it's 11:30 or 12, I should probably go to bed, right? I go up, I go into bed, and I lay there for a while. I'll read. I just have trouble trouble getting to sleep.
That's why I smoke weed.
Is it?
To get to sleep. Yeah, I can't. I can't realistically sleep without smoking weed.
You know what? I never had a problem. Well, maybe when I was younger, when I was like a teenager, I had a little issues going to sleep. I guess maybe I have inadvertently been using it to sedate myself.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I've had insomnia all this time and I just didn't know.
Could be. Yeah.
I hope that's going to settle down a little bit. Other than that,
I mean, you can do other things though.
Yeah. Well, I'm
fall asleep at night. Yeah.
I think I'm just in a phase of adjusting. We'll see how I am after 2 weeks. I bet by 2 weeks I'm fine.
You know, I know it sounds like some real hippie shit, but that melatonin, people keep ranting about it, so I can't help but to think it's real.
Michelle has some of that. Maybe I'll give it a try.
Yeah, you know what? She's a hippie. She'll probably know. You know what? She's probably one of the people who told me about it.
So do I smoke it or do I snort it? I don't understand how
You know what?
Works.
I don't know. It probably works better if you snort it. I mean, I take that back. It probably works faster if you snort it, but it'll last longer if you smoke it.
Yeah.
You know? Isn't that how?
So do both. Do both.
Yeah,
smoke some and then do a line.
Cover your bets. Yeah.
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 I'm not going to inject it quite yet.
I don't know. How does she do it?
She doesn't do it anymore. I don't think it helped her.
Oh, really? She quit? Is she going dry for January?
Nah, she started taking sleeping pills when she needs it. She's a wreck. She can't sleep.
Hey, isn't one of our friends in jail?
Fill me in.
All right, we don't have to talk about that if you want to.
Oh, wait. Are we talking about the lesbian love triangle that turned into a domestic abuse situation and went to jail? No, that's way too interesting to talk about on the podcast.
All right, let's not do that then.
Yeah, because my lifeline to that information probably doesn't want us going into that, but it's
okay.
It is a good story.
Yeah, let's not get into it.
No.
You know what? It's just enough that we mentioned it. You can cut that out. I got nothing.
You know what? I'm just going to... I went to the island for a bit, and while I was gone, my entire neighborhood went out of power for, Jessica, previous guest.
Oh, I know her power was out for a few days, yeah.
Yeah, apparently everybody's out was out for 2 days. There was freezing rain. It looked... When I came back, I guess the power just came back. It went out when I left, and it came back when I came back from Vancouver Island. And the trees looked like they were covered in glass. Like when the light went through them.
It's eerie. Oh. I know. I kind of like that look, though, when a tree is just drenched and it's the whole thing's an icicle.
It looks great. Yeah. It looks the sun's coming through it and your power's not out. Yeah. You can really enjoy it.
Oh, you know what? From inside a warm house with windows, you can appreciate all sorts of terrible weather. But it's the fact that you've carved out your little piece of safety that you're so proud of your shelter. Like from within a shelter, you love terrible weather because it's exciting, but mm-hmm. from outside the shelter, you're just like, why can't it be sunshine?
Oh, if you're the homeless, you're not looking at that freezing branches going, man, that looks pretty.
Yeah. But you know how everybody likes to be in a nice toasty cabin with the fire going, looking out the window at all the wind and snow, but then it sucks stepping out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I went out with Megatron and I'm showing, we're looking at there's a tree in our backyard and we're looking at it and the icicles and he's like, oh, that's cool. I'm like, I grab him a stick. I go, buddy, just hit that branch, right? Just give it a good, go ahead. So he goes up, he swings, he gives it a good one. And I got to tell you, we should have stood back. Like a lot of icicles came down. I kind of set him up to get, it wasn't dangerous. Nothing was sharp, but it shattered a little bit more than I expected.
Yeah. You know, I kind of always wondered if you could actually stab somebody with an icicle, kill them. I think they did it on Mythbusters, but the thing about Mythbusters is they drag it on so long I never make it to the end. So I never find out about the good myth. But I think they started doing that.
I feel like you can do that.
I really wonder. Because that would be so cool if, it would just melt inside somebody's dying body and it'd be kind of not very much evidence.
No murder weapon, no crime.
There would be no no fingerprints in that wound.
No, actually, no. It's no body, no crime. But no
You know what? That's not even true, though. There's a... Yeah, there's... Oh, fuck, shit, who was it? Oh, I was just reading about a murder where this guy's appealing his thing because it's like they never found the body. And they're like, yeah, because you killed them. Like, oh, man, what was it? I wish I had that. I should have looked it up. But
well, then it's just a missing person, right?
Maybe it's in the United States, and this wasn't in the United States. I'm not sure. So people are... Oh, no, you know, I'm not going to bring that up. What were you going to say?
No, that was it. Murder. I feel like you could kill somebody with if you not with an icicle.
I think you could club somebody with an icicle. Like if you had a big like arm size, like forearm size icicle, I bet you could bat somebody over the head so good. But you can do that with anything, you know.
I think if you made a mold and you melted in a
that's so much work. Knife. I just want to stab someone with an icicle. Like, how do you sharpen an icicle? Like. A file? Like, I don't know. I feel that would clog up.
The sidewalk, just like you would with a toothbrush.
Maybe, yeah.
You've never been to prison.
Yeah, maybe just sharpen. You know what? I think if I was in prison, I'd have, like, a different style of, like, shiv manufacturing. Like, I don't know. I saw...
Oh, you're pretty much like, trained for that, though. Like, as a machinist, yeah, you're probably the best person to make shivs.
No, just, like, metalworking, like, you know, I totally get that you can stab somebody with a bar of soap. Because that soap, that cheap motel soap, is actually pretty hard. But I don't know. There's got to be all sorts of things to stab people with. I reckon there would be.
I reckon. I mean, if I put my mind to it, I could probably figure it out. Haven't stabbed a lot of people, though.
I saw this video where somebody gave this guy a toothbrush and a razor blade. And you're like, oh, I get it. He's going to fasten the razor blade to the end of the toothbrush, and then he's going to use it to slash somebody. Cool. No, that's not what he did. He used the razor blade to sharpen the end of the toothbrush to poke a guy with. I'm like, oh. You see, like, I had a different idea for style, and, you know, like, I'm not saying either one's right or wrong, but...
No, I think they're both good methods.
My shiv would have been a little bit different.
Well, yours would have been a cutting shiv, right? You could have done
I'm more a cut-a-throat kind of guy, but...
Sneak up behind and like get the kidneys or something, right? That's a jabby.
I see that where they try to like stab you 20 times in 5 seconds. Yeah, we've all seen those television shows.
Oz, like the old Oz from the 90s, I
actually didn't see very many episodes of that.
Oh, I rewatch it. It's still good. I mean the
Simmons. You know what? There are not very many good Canadian TV shows, and that was a good show.
I didn't know it was Canadian.
Wait, hold on. I take that back. You know what? That probably wasn't Canadian. It was just on Showcase.
Yeah.
And I probably thought it was... Yeah, I take that back. I'm an idiot. Oz isn't Canadian.
Yeah, probably not.
But Cube. Cube was Canadian, and Cube is a dope movie. You seen this shit?
Yeah, a little bit of it.
Cube's a sci-fi movie where these people are in this room that looks about 12 feet cubed. And there's you can open the tiles. It's like being inside a Rubik's Cube. Yeah, there you go. A Rubik's Cube inside out, and you're inside that, and you can go like outside the walls, but every time they go through one of the walls in that middle cube, they're just in another fucking cube, and they're trying to get out and blah blah blah. Anyways, this like mystery suspense kind of thing, and there's some theories about like they're trapped on like some giant like spaceship or I don't know in hell, but it's cool. It's Canadian and it's a movie that's shot in one room essentially because they change the colors of the Rubik's Cube like on the inside with the lights, but essentially they built one set, had a camera, four people, and just made a movie. And I'm like, first of all, on paper that sounds really cheap, but when you watch it you're like, that's amazing. And there was a sequel called Hypercube. I'm just saying.
Was it the problem is that show was ruined for me. I watched it from like the middle to like the end. So
yeah.
I think that I kind of ruined it. Like I was caught the end of it on TV, on Canadian TV, probably.
Though. Yeah, absolutely. It was. I bet that was on Showcase. Isn't that how we, talking about Showcase, that's how we got in this mess. Cause that's what I thought about.
I've seen a lot of Showcase, but only for one reason. Well, no, not for one reason.
Late night titties.
late night, yeah, European movies.
My God. Man, they would play some weird movies. Like, I don't want to get into, like, what's the weirdest European, like, French subtitled fucking movie with a little bit of tits in it you've seen, but there were a few odd ones.
And you sat through some weird storylines waiting for those tits to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck, I saw them parody one of those on SNL once, and I'm like, this is bang on. Bang on.
You know, you remember Red Shoe Diaries? I think David Duchovny hosted. And it was just
bad too.
Dirty stories, dirty sex stories about people hooking up in like elevators. You know who was in it in an episode? You remember Friends, right?
Yeah.
The guy who played Joey?
Oh, yeah. Matthew Perry? No, that's Matt LeBlanc. Matt LeBlanc, yeah.
Yeah. A younger version of him was in there.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much doing the the plumber came to lay pipe, or the delivery guy came with the extra large sausage
pizza.
Joey
looks like that kind of guy. Like, even the character Joey in Friends, he looks like the kind of guy whose agent would send him for the fucking casting for one of those things. Like,
yeah.
Just picture, you remember Estelle or whatever the hell his agent's name was? Yeah, I could see just Estelle saying, all right, we've got this thing. It's for the Red Shoe Die, you know, and like, it'd be really annoying because she's got that high pitch. Like, can we say Jewy voice? I think that was the idea. We'll say New York. but yeah, I think he would probably go to one of those, and it would be like an episode, like he thought it was like a regular TV show, and then they want him to like tape his erection to his leg and like dry hump a girl, you know?
You know, Drew Tanner, who's doing quite well in the Riverdale, and he's getting some work. I think he went to LA to do some filming as well. He did some Hallmark movies where he...
Oh man, those are bad, I know
it,
yeah.
Did some sex scenes and stuff. He's like, yeah, they made me wear a... basically a thong, a skin-colored thong.
Really?
And, yeah, because he did, like, a love scene. And he's like, yeah, I'm in a room of people, and there's guys pointing lights at me, and they're, you know, it's... That's gotta be an intense...
I bet he loved it. I don't... Like, sure, it's weird, but, you know, it's... Like, frankly, it's weird just walking in front of a camera. Like, just you're like, why do I swing my arms? Do I not swing my arms? Look natural, Jeff. Look natural. You're like you turn into a fucking robot. That happens, man. Like,
you know,
I don't know, acting. It's not something I can do, and I know that about myself.
Oh, and you know what? We're talking about a guy who, I think one of his stories was when he stripped down to his underwear at school, right? Because it was pajamas to school day, so he just went down to his skivvies. So I'm guessing he's got a little bit more bravado.
Uh-huh.
I think it's
different. Are you saying he's packing heat?
He is half black, I'm just saying. Man, this is a racist
episode.
Well,
there you go. This is going to have to cut a lot of racism out. Yeah, you know what? These actors, you know, like, it's an easy job. You, like, sit around all day and, you know, you do, like, 5 minutes of work. But it's 5 minutes of work that not everybody can do, because if they could, they would.
Yeah. I would,
you know, you got it, but you got to have like that certain drive and that certain like personality where you walk in a room and everybody wants to be your best friend for no reason. You got to have like that kind of charisma to be able to be one of these like big stars, because there's probably better actors out there than, I don't know, Dave Franco, but you know what? He got the role.
You hating on Dave Franco?
I'm not hating on him at all. That guy's the best. Are you kidding me? Everything he's been has been hilarious. There's a College Humor video. I think it's called Fuck Dave Franco.
Mm-hmm.
And just go and watch it right now. It's so good. I mean, not you. You're busy, but...
anybody listening?
You know what? I'll just lay it out. You know what? Spoiler alert, okay? Don't listen for the next 20 seconds if you're going to watch this and want to be surprised. So Dave Franco... I think how it goes is there's a scene where he's talking to some girl or whatever, and she tells him to go fuck himself. And then I forget what happens. He takes it literally, and then they do this little like montage thing where they show him with another Dave Franco, like, you know, running on the beach and like holding hands and like falling in love or whatever.
Aww.
And then they show him having aggressive gay sex with himself.
Oh, wow.
And you're like, oh, damn, that's funny. Like, I love it how they went gay there.
Oh,
Because that's how you fuck yourself.
That's how you fuck yourself.
Do you hear this music? Oh, no? Okay.
Barely.
But yeah. Yeah, there's somebody, again, I'm in a car in a parking lot, and there's some fucking redneck in a Ram 1500. The worst Ram, by the way. blasting terrible music.
There's a lot of that going around. That's besides the point. Hey, you want to try to give intern Brad a call to say hi to him, and then maybe we'll wrap this shit up?
Yeah, how's he doing?
Well, let's find out. We haven't seen him since New Year's.
Yeah, we should tell him.
I don't know how this is going to work.
We should thank him. You know, I don't even know if this does work.
I'm gonna hang up on you for a sec, and I'm gonna try to call him and you at the same time.
You know what?
Are you done?
I've actually got to go. I got to go pretty soon.
You know what?
How about intern Brad just fill in for me a little bit?
You know what? He'll wrap up the show.
You think
show.
I can pass the torch?
Yeah, that's cool, man. You know what? Thanks for taking the time. I know you got a busy day.
Yeah.
So
yeah, no problem. I'm just going to get home, go to sleep. But yeah, pass the torch on to Brad. Tell him I say hi and Happy New Year, and I enjoyed the party.
I will express that. I'll try to remember it from now. My memory's getting better. And
We
should try to get together on the weekend and not wait till last minute to do one of these.
Yeah, we should. You should come check out my new place. It's got furniture now.
Hey, maybe I'll bring the gear. We'll just do an episode there.
We could.
I'm down. All right. We'll work that out later. Anyways, you have a good night there, man.
You too. Later.
Bye. All right. So far, so good. Let's see what intern Brad's up to. I told him to have something to say, so he's gonna be put on the spot. Non-alcoholic beer makes me burpy. Come on, Brad.
Hello.
Hey, Brad. How's it going?
Here we are. Yep.
Yeah. Yo, how you doing?
Are we recording?
We're recording. Welcome to the I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. We just got off the phone with Jeff. He moved to a new place. He wanted to tell me he had a good time at your party and New Year's.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
And nice.
How's your 2018 going?
2018's been all right so far. A lot of work. But actually, had a plumbing incident.
Uh-oh.
Did. Yeah.
Did you drop a deuce and clog up the toilet?
No. I had a hose tap blow off, and so I flooded a little bit. Had to resolder it. It was an ordeal. Broke a wall.
Oh,
you know.
See? This is the washer dryer.
Yeah, the washer dryer hookups. That's right.
You showed me that you were gonna do it. You were so confident in getting this taken care of.
I got it done.
So what happened? You just turned on the water and did it burst right away, or did it like was good for a while?
No,
I just went and did some shit and then
sprayed everywhere, right?
Oh, fuck.
So
that sucks.
Yeah. Good times. Oh. And how about you? How's your 2018 treating you?
So far, so good. I mean, I went. I've gone dry. We talked about that a little bit already. So.
Oh, that's right. Have you talked to Jeff about going dry?
Yeah. I'm drinking a non-alcoholic beer that was left here by one of my guests. And the only reason they drank it is they were on medication that didn't allow them to have alcohol. And I got to tell you.
Yes, I remember that guest.
Yeah, it was Beth. She I think it was Annie Box or something. Yes. Probably from her would she have the clap? Anyways, President's Choice Blonde Brew.
That girl? No.
Not worth it. I only come if I'm punched. we'll have her back again. I like that.
You know, it's good to quote our guests, right?
Anyways, we did a little bit talking to Jeff. He's in the middle of moving. He did his segment from his car in a parking lot. And I've had a lot of like extra energy since I quit everything. And the studio looks really, really clean. I cleaned it out. I vacuumed. The beer cans are gone. And I got to tell you, I'm the only one who can appreciate it sitting in this room by myself.
Well, you know, next time we have to have a guest in-house again.
You know what? This will be the second episode in a row without a guest. And I miss it. I miss hearing somebody's stories. You know, do you got a story?
Well, you know, if anybody wanted to contact us on our social media.
Yeah, I Never Want to Be Young Again on Facebook, or just email us at ineverwanttobeyoungagain@gmail.com.
Right.
So,
as we want to hear your opinions about random shit and hear your story or stories of being younger.
Yeah, yeah. I did something earlier today. I went snowboarding today. Took Megatron.
Oh yeah.
And you know what's interesting?
That's right.
Is I'm really attracted to the cute, like, skier girls or snowboarding girls. And that's weird because a lot of their body is covered up by layers, right? Like, you know, if you can kind of tell their figure, like, barely through, like, snow pants and a big, like, puffy jacket, that does something for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It does something for me, like sundresses do something for me, you know?
I like sundresses.
Yeah, and I like them better because they, like, can see more, but there's something about, like, oh, that girl's got hips that I can see through five layers of clothing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a...
Yeah.
I'm all about that. We were also talking about earlier on... are you familiar with the Cash Me Outside girl?
No.
No? Dude, she was on Dr. Phil, this, like, 13-year-old delinquent, like, big hoop earrings. You remember an ex-girlfriend you had in Surrey, redhead... I don't know. Can we use her first name?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Tara, remember?
Yeah. No, I knew who you were talking about.
Yeah, yeah. She just kind of got that, like, kind of, like, trashy, and don't get me wrong, trashy in kind of, like, a hot way. But
I thought so.
Yeah. No. I probably would have. But this girl has, like, she's, like, thin. She does, like, I guess... twerking videos on YouTube or something. She got on Dr. Phil and she talks shit, calling the audience hoes, just big long nails, and she has this, like,
Jerry Springer that shit.
Yeah, like some sort of Jersey Shore kind of accent, but not Jersey Shore. Like, you can barely understand what she's saying. And her mom has to, like, pretty much, in, you know, what's it called when you're translating? She had to translate for the audience, and she's like, "Oh, cash me outside. How about that?" And Dr. Phil's like,
No.
What does that mean? And the mom goes, she's saying, why don't you see me outside and I'll do what I have to do? You know, like, and she became famous. She's a huge star, YouTube star. They're paying her to show up at parties, paying her like they pay Paris Hilton. And she's got rap videos. Her music was actually the intro. She goes under the rap name Bad Baby. Bad and baby spelt with extra H's, B-H-A-D.
Was she any good?
You know what? You're going to have to check it out for yourself. I can't get high bitch out of my head now. You know, she's 14. She is 14, talking shit, acting legit, but actually accomplishing more than we did at 14.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She's working an angle.
Yeah, you know, she's working an angle. So,
you can't blame her on that.
So, anyways, trashy girls aside, you got, other than flooding your basement, anything going on in intern Brad's world?
Well, the wife's back at school now.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big thing. That's kind of a big thing.
Yeah.
So, that'll be interesting. Off she goes. She's going to be a nurse.
Yeah. So, sexy nurse. A sexy, sexy nurse. She's going to be wearing the scrubs.
It's always about the scrubs.
You know, my ex there, she wasn't a nurse, but she was a care aide. She would get her scrubs from, like, she first couple of pairs she bought were just, like, the boxy, unattractive, unappealing, right? Then she found a store that made, like, fitted scrubs. And I got to tell you, other than the fact that she was covered in, like, piss and shit, she looked good, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't want to touch her, but she looked good. Like, before work, maybe you'd touch her. After work, nah.
Yeah, there's one of those stores up in Walnut Grove, actually.
There you go. There you go. Gonna maybe a wifey's birthday, get her a pair of crotchless scrubs, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it was good touching base with you. It's been a minute since you've been on the show, hasn't it?
It has been. It's been too long.
You've been keeping yourself too busy.
Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas. That's why we're having such a lame kind of like, this is just committing to the fans and getting an episode out, doing an every Friday thing. This is like
saying hello.
Yeah, this is going out in like 6 hours. I'm not even going to edit it. I'm just putting it out there. So all the like waiting for you to answer the phone, the ringing and stuff. Yeah. You know what, fans? That's just for you. That's real time podcasting. There you go. Do you know why? Because I can't be bothered. Well, Brad, you know what? We're going to wrap this shit up. I don't know if you can hear the music. Jeff couldn't, but I'm going to play a little bit of Bad Baby when I'm playing us out here. I hope you can hear it. If not, look it up. I'm telling you, it's fantastic. But just going to remind all the fans, you can check us out at ineverwantabeyoungagain.com. Check us out on Facebook, Stitcher. Download the Stitcher app. Type in I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast. Subscribe, and you will get updates every week when we do the episodes. It's the easiest way to listen to us. You can download the episode, listen to it in your car, take it to the gym. You know what? I don't even care if you do listen or not. It just makes our numbers look good if you just subscribe. So we would like that. And, do you got anything to say to the fans as we close this up, Brad?
Welcome to 2018. Wishing you all the best in the coming year and hope you pipe in next time.
Right on. Okay, well, this is a little bit of Bad Baby. What you know about hi, bitch.
What you know about? What you know about it? What you know about? What you know about it? Born cars. What you know about it? Out of some money. What you know about it? Trap house. What you know about it?